Good evening.
Good evening.
You're the first.
Okay.
You didn't fall asleep.
No, and I'm not going to my chair. I'm standing at the computer desk. Because I think I probably would.
Has joined.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I had the thing set up and see what happens, so.
Okay.
We will begin. Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa, Gedula Chimincha, Tati, Lerura, Alfet Gimel, Yutat Sadi. Ahavatinam, unconditional love. Kabel rinat amcha sagvenu aharenu nora ufreshayan sintetnu. Ra satan, tear up satan. Rearrange the letters, it spells Sha'ar Katan, small gates. Reminding us to guard our gates, the eyes, the ears, the nose, and the mouth. As this is the entry point for the negative system. Na gibor, dorshe yehud ha, kevavat, sham reim, nun gimel dalet. Yud Kaf Shin. Parnasa, a healing sequence. Barchem Tacharem, Rachame Sitkatcha, Tamit Gamlem, Betet Resh, Tzadi Taf Gimel, connecting to the Sefirah of Netzach. Chasin Kadosh, Birov Tucha, Nael Adata, Et Kufbet Et Nunayan, directing to the Sefirah of Hod. Yachid Ge'er, Lamcha Pene, Zokre Kidushata, Yud Gimel Lamed, Pei Zayin Kuf, connecting to the Sefirah of Yesod. Shavatenu Kabel, Ushma Tziakatenu, Yodea Talumot, Shin Kufav, Tadi Yuta, connecting to the Sefirah of Malchut. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohewahe, Adonai Yohewahe, El Rachum V'chanun, Eretz. Chaim, v'Rav Chesed ben. Be'emet nozer chesed la'alafim, noseah on wafesha, v'tata'a v'nakei. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing the verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar from Parashat Yitro, Pasuk 29. As the energy of certainty. We will start with a L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud, Kudsha Berichu, Ishkinte, Bid Kilu, Urchimu, Kilu, Kilu, Urchimu, Leachta, L'shem Yudhe, Bavavhe, the Yehuda, Shalim, B'shem Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, Lasok Torah Mitzvah, Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konaneh Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konanehu. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Taneinan Dekucha Berichu Koma Deaved Le'eila Wetata Kolaihu Kishot Biovada Dikshot Belayt lach mila bialma divaye barnash ledach ya leya mineya ulan haga beya kalana dehakulu ovada dikshot inun wikolait stiri bialma. The energy of the year 5774. Is peace in the Middle East. We connect to a verse that has this energy. The verse is from 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wathamti makom le'ami le'Yisrael. Untativ vishakam, tachtav willo yirgaz, od willo yosifu, v'ne avla la'anoto, ka'asher barishona. The energy of the year 5781, our current year, is redemption. To connect to the energy of redemption, we study a verse from Isaiah chapter 66, verse 21. Wegam mehem mekach lakohanim laleviim. Amar Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yo Ahe Dawanu Heyo. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wa yo la yo sayote ala me mehe shi la la he aka a ka he ta he zayo ala da la a wa he he a yo za la me be he he re yo he ko me la a wa ka la yo ha la wa wa pe he la. Nu lacha yo 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 me la he 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 wa nu ta he he a a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re Yohe wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da. Anu yo he ame re he a yo yo za. He 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he. Sa a la re yo a shi la me yo he. Wa he wa da nu yo I he he shi ame me. Nu nu a nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo. Nu me me yo yo la he re he me tsa re. Wa me be yo he he a nu wa me he yo. Da me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa. Re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim, utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me. Me be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta. He he yo anu da la he wa he me a. Yo ta la me re he he yo yo he me me. La wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la. Nu me ha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa. Nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he. Re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re. Yo yo wa la he te ka a ko me nu da. Anu yo he wa me he re he a yo he za. He shi he me ka ta wa wa la yo yo he. Sa a la re yo a a la me ta he. Wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la yo me. Nu he wa nu wa ta me la he pe a yo. Nu ko me yo re la he be he me he ta re. Wa he be yo wa he a la wa me za yo. Da he be me ka ko a la a he be he wa. Ra re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Tzaddikim who left this day, the 23rd day of the Shabbat, Rabbi Aaron ben Chaim Abraham HaKohen Parakshia, Rabbi Yehoshua Rokeach of Builds. He was the fifth son and the successor of Rabbi Shalom, known as the Tsar Shalom from the Bells dynasty. That story I told you earlier today in the Sefer Yetzirah class, I believe, has to do with the Bells dynasty. Not this particular man. He passed in 1894. Rabbi Moshe Clear. He was born in Spot. Rabbi Asher Eliach. Rabbi Abraham Lopez Cardoza. He was a famous chazan, a famous cantor. The eighth verse of the Ana Bekoa. And we will connect to the Ani meditation, which we utilize as the ladder to climb to the level of our class for tonight. Malchut. Yo aheni wa yohe. Yo aheni wa yohe. Yo aheni wa yohe. Yusod. Yu ahuni wu yohu. Yu ahuni wu yohu. Yu ahuni wu yohu. Hod. Yu ahuni wu yohu. Yu ahuni wu yohu. Yu ahuni wu yohu. Netzach. Yi ahini wi yohi. Yi ahini wi yohi. Yi ahini wi yohi. Tiferet. Yo ahuni wo yoho. Yo ahuni wo yoho. Yo ahuni wo yoho. Gevura. Ye ash. Ni wi yosh. Ye ash. Ni wi yosh. Ye ash. Ni wi yosh. Chesed. Ya aheni wa yohe. Ya aheni wa yohe. Ya aheni wa yohe. Bina. Ya aheni wa yohe. Ya aheni wa yohe. Ya aheni wa yohe. Hakma. Ya aheni wa yohe. Ya ahani wa yoha. Ya ahani wa yoha. Keter. Ya ahani wa yoha. Ya ahani wa yoha. Ya ahani wa yoha. Please join me in saying the Shema Yisrael by covering your eyes, leaning slightly to the left, as we say together, Shema Yisrael, Adonai, Eloheinu, Adonai, Echad. V'ahavta et Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yo Ahe Dawanu Hei Yo Elohecha B'kol Levavcha U'v'chol Nafshecha U'meodecha U'v'chol Meodecha V'chayud ha-devarim ha-ele asher anochi mitzavcha Hayom ha-levavecha V'shinantam levanecha V'dibarta bam v'shiftecha b'vetecha v'lechtecha b'derech u'shakbecha Uvkumecha, Ukshartam liod al yadecha, Vichayuletotapot, Beinenecha, Uktavtam al mezuzot, Betecha, Uvisharecha. Our class tonight is a Zohar class from Parasha Yitro, from the Sulam Commentary on the Zohar. You'll find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. That will be on the first row of the matrix, the right-hand column. When the landing page opens up, scroll down to Parasha Yitro, which is in the second book of Sefer Exodus, Sefer Shmot. when you get the landing page for these classes on Yitro, scroll down to section 10. It's a very short section, and so we will also do the beginning of many beginnings of section 11. Starting with verse 119, we will again say the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud, Kudsha Baruch Hu, Ishkinte, Bitkilu, Urchimu, Utkilu, Utkilu, Urchimu, Le'akta, L'shem, Yudhe, Bavavhe, V'yichuda, Shalim, B'shem, Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La'asok Torah Mitzvah, Vayehino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maaseh yadeinu kononeh aleinu maaseh yadeinu kononehu. Beraz adeud nin man deud noe, rav revin tipsha beli beya, v'shigona beruchaya man deud noe. Zeirin v'kaimin al kiyuma v'kicha deliba b'itaruta yihu tavei l'ishtadla l'kola v'raza dat yad yud deit kalil v'kol she'ara. The mystery of the ears. One whose ears are large has foolishness in his heart and madness in his spirit. One whose ears are small and preserve a proper shape when awakened is wise hearted. He will concern himself with everything. This type is under the letter Yud, which is included in all the other letters. This verse is clear as written. What is the meaning of preserve a proper shape? What does the meaning of when awakened? When awakened is speaking about when the person is being drawn to spirituality. The proper shape of the ear, is it either attached or disconnected from the head? That is a question for us to contemplate and answer. Verse 120. Divarnash mi kan vulhala razin acharanin biatvan de mor de la kaimin goi partukva elalamin da razin de hai pasuka goi dargin ilain. Bismanin utkifin, dahai alma belaza kenan behu. Until this point is the secret of the shapes of man. From here forward, we will concern ourselves with other mysteries of our master Rabbi Shimon, which have no standing with regard to the countenance. Rather, we will endeavor to learn the mysteries of the verse. This is the book. In its supreme spiritual level, in the context of times and seasons of this world, of which until now we were not worthy of knowing. Even with Rabbi Ashlag's comments, this verse has words that are difficult to understand, including the source verse of this is the book. Verse Amar Rabbi Shimon Banei Zakain Atun Bialma Deinu Valma Diate Zakain Eine Deiskun Lemeche Meidakat Eul Lehahu Alma Beate Begin Nishmati Kare Leatik Yomin Ay Karata Ro Lefanai Shulchan Neged Dorerai Dishanta B'Shemen Roshi Kosi Ravaya B'Kud Shabarichu Kare Alam Pichu Sha'arimu Atwe Yavo Goy Tzadik Shomer Emunim Rabbi Shimon said, My children, you are worthy in this world, and you are worthy in the world that is coming. Blessed are my eyes that will be worthy to see this when I enter the world that is coming. For the sake of my soul, I call to Atik Yomin, the Ancient of Days, this verse. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup runneth over. And the Holy One, blessed be He, calls to us, Open the gates that the righteous nation that keeps faithfulness may enter in. This is a transition verse to the next section, section 11. The end of the section, does anybody have any questions before we begin section 11? Section 11 is not yet completed, but we will begin with Verse 122, and I have completed to verse 200, although there's another 100 verses to go that I have not yet completed. But the completion really isn't a true statement, because most of these verses I did not comment upon. They're that esoteric. But I think you will find the ones we go through today, tonight, quite interesting. Pasuk 122. Ufinun padchu v'yamru Ketiv v'dyei adam mitachat Kanfehem haikira ukmuha Chavraya yovdeinun yedin lekabela marechon detiyuta detavaa legabe kucha berichu aval yedei adam mileninun duyuknin Elain deshawe kucha berichu Bevarnash vesider lon be'etba'an Levar ugoi uhahuka They open the discussion with a discourse on the verse. and they had the hands of a man under their wings. This is a verse from Ezekiel. After the discussion of the four faces of the man, there's a discussion about the man's hands. This verse, the friends have explained, are the hands to receive penitence, to return to the Holy One, blessed be He. The hands of a man are the forms and spiritual mysteries which the Holy One, blessed be He, impressed upon man and arranges in his fingers, outwardly and inwardly, and in his palm. This is the palm of his hand, not to be confused with the palm of the tree. With my commentary, with Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the pasuk is clear as written. What is arranged in the fingers? That is and are the sephirot. Verse 123. Wukud shabari hu kad bara leya levar nash seder beya kol diuknin dirazin ilaim dialma dilela wikal yede yuknin. Dirazin datain, the alma diltata, wikola mihakka, the barnash, the yukaim, the telem Elohim, begin the ikre, yetirka. When the Holy One, blessed be He, created man, he arranged in him all the forms of the supernal mysteries of the world above, which is Bina, and all the images of the lower mysteries of the world below, which is Malchut. And all is carved in man and found in the image of Elohim, because he is called the creation of the palm, which is the palm of the Holy One, blessed be He. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the pasuk is clear as written. My unwritten commentary, human beings are the hands of the Creator. This is where why it's saying that the palm is of the Holy One, because the lines in the hand of a man is telling you how he is service, how he is serving Hashem. Verse 124. Dikti v'yivdra Elohim et ha'adam b'tzalmo da ihu raza di atkaf atta itpeya re'razin ilayin v'diyukin ilayin b'hayka talyan Eser Amiran Mimina Vemis Lbala Hamesh Mimina Vemesh Misbala Vemun Had Beraza Hada. And the mystery of the palm, which is the Hebrew word ka, is of the letter which is called Ka, as it is written, and Elohim created man in his own image. This is the secret of the letter Ka. This letter has supernal secrets and spiritual forms. This cup, which is the palm of the hand, contains 10 sayings from right and left, 5 in the right palm and 5 in the left palm. And all are one in one secret. The right and the left are united into one. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the pasuk is clear as written. Have you seen an adage or a saying in your palm? So what is this meaning? What is the meaning of the adage in your palm? Verse 125. Tanenan Ake kapi el kapi de lehewo daim da be falugata be istalaku birkan me alma koil egauta de Israel iti bat le amin. God mitchaberan kahada ketiv kah achat asara zahav malaketoret remez lehiburahada wekat hawob behibura kada Tiva Ibra Elohim et Adam Betalmo Wigomer Wik Uwivra Waivra Elohim Dasaliku Imacha Shava Piraza Penema. Ed Hadam Razadikar Wenuk Ba Kakada Betelem Elohim Razadaka. It is written, I will also smite my one palm upon the other. Its explanation is that this one and that one shall be in conflict, so that blessings will be removed from this world, and the pride of Israel will be given over to the other nations. This is because from the unification of right and left, there continue from the left the three first Sephirot of Israel, which is their pride when they are divided. The other nations suckle from the left column, and the pride of Israel is given over to the heathen nations. And when they are joined together, it is written, one spoon, the cup of 10 shekels of gold, full of the incense. This is an indication of one connection, which means the 10 from the right and the left are united in one palm, in one cup. And when they are united in one connection, it is written, and Elohim created man in his own image. And Elohim created implies the departure of thought through the inner mystery, man. Is the secret of male and female together, since et, English is translating as the direct article, which comes before the word man, is female, and man, Hebrew Adam, is male. And when they are united in one connection, it is written, and Elohim created man in his own image. And Elohim created implies the departure of thought through the inner mystery, man. And this is the secret of male and female together. Since et, in English, which comes before the word man, is female, and man, Adam, is male. In the image of Elohim is the mystery of Kaf, that is, when two right and left palms were unified into one Kaf, when all the supernal Mohin emanate from them. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, this pasuk is clear as written. This pasuk requires contemplation. Without meditation, the metaphors are not clear. But you have two right palms and two left palms. And if you add up the fingers on those four hands, there are 20, which is the gematria of the Kaf. What is the relationship? How do you have two pair of hands? One is the higher level of man and one is the lower level of man. Verse 126. Be'aor uvasar tal bisheni wikomer I haki ha'adam mahu itema de'eno elaor uvasar atzamot begidim lav haki de'havadai Adam lavihu ela nishmeta ve'ilein dekamrar or uvasar atamot wagidim kulhu lahawo ela malvusha bilchodo manin inun devarnash velavinun adam lekad hai adam istalak itpashat mayinun manin dekalavish. When man was created, what is written concerning him? You have clothed me with skin and flesh. He asks, if so, what is man in his essence? And he answers, if you think that man is nothing more than skin, flesh, bones, and sinews, this is not so. For certainly man is but his soul. And skin, flesh, bones, and sinew are all only the clothing. These are the implements of man, and not man himself. And when man passes away, he divests himself of all these implements that he wore. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the pasuk is clear as written. As a student of Kabbalah, after reading this pasuk, what do you ask? Which level of soul is the essence of man? Pasuk 127. Orvit levash be'ya. Barnash we're calling nun atmot wigidim kulhu biraza dahmeta ilake. gav na dilela, or ke gav na dilela, klamadi olif mor beinun yeriot, dik piv no teshamayim karia. Ma'adamim, we orote hashim, inun mavushim, dilela dim sah, ele mavusha, it pasha tuta de shamayim, dehu mavusha, dilvar yeriodinun. Malbusha, Dil goi ve'ihu keruma desaki al bisra. The skin with which man has been clothed, and all these bones and sinews are all in the mystery of the supernal wisdom, corresponding to that which is above. And he explains that the skin corresponding to that which is above is, as we have learned, in connection with the curtains. As it is written, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain? Ram skin dyed red and badger skin. These are the garments up above that cover the garments that which are like the extensions of the heavens, which is the outer garment. The curtains are the inner garments, corresponding to the skin that protects the flesh. And thus it is said, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain? As the curtains are the inner garments, and on these are the heavenly garments from the outside. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, this pasuk is clear as written. Please contemplate the message in our skin, and our clothes, and our house, and our offices and businesses, as these are the clothing that we wear. Verse 128. And this will be the last verse for the night. Atmot v'gidim inun retichin v'kolin un chayalin v'kaimin l'koi v'kulhu malbushin tiflin ma'arazadi adam Ila dehu panima. The bones and the sinews are the chariots and all the hosts which are appointed inward. That is, they are all an inner aspect, and the first three sephirot of the outer part of the grave. For the sinews are the neshama, the garment, and the bones are an aspect of the chaya of the garment. And all of these are garments to that which is inward, which is also the mystery of the supernal man, who is the innermost to them. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the pasuk is clear as written. Please contemplate these phrases within by Rabbi Ashlag. That's the end of our class for tonight. Does anybody have any questions? You all have a beautiful evening. Shalom Gadol to everyone.
Shalom Gadol, thank you.
Shalom.